kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isa pa sa mga pag-uusapan natin kahit tapos na ang Women's Month, itong hindi natatapos na pakikipaglaban ng mga kababaihan para sa pantay na karapatan at maging respeto sa lugar ng trabaho. So malalaman natin kung sapat na nga ba ang ginagawang aksyon ng pamahalaan at ano kaya itong mga pinagdadaanan ng mga babaeng nahaharap sa ganitong sitwasyon.
Isang kababayan natin ang nagbahagi ng kanyang kwento sa paninirahan dito sa Australia. Kasama sa kanyang kwento ang naging trabaho sa minahan at naging pagtrato ng mga katrabaho sa industriyang dinodomina ng mga kalalakihan. Kaya paunawa po sa mga tagapakinig ang ilang bahagi ng panayam ay maaaring mag-trigger po ng inyong mga emosyon.
Ayan, at ang ating pong mga tampok ngayon na napanayam ay bahagi po ito ng interview ni Nikki Gregorio kay Sharon Mateo Barn mula sa Queensland. At isa siya sa iilan ng mga kababaihan na naglakas loob na pumasok sa minahan para sa kanyang apprenticeship nung siya ay 17 pa lamang, napakabata pa, no? 1988 po nang dumating siya dito sa Australia kasama ang kanyang ina at tumira sa kanyang stepdad sa Mount Isa sa Queensland. At para makaipon at makakuha ng pera, para makauwi siya ulit sa Pilipinas, kinailangan ni Sharon mag-ipon at magtrabaho sa iba't ibang bahagi ng minahan, pati na ang pagiging electrician, sinubukan niya. At isa rin po siya sa mga kauna-unahang Pilipina na naging full-time permanent sa industriya sa loob ng 12 taon na pananatili niya sa kumpanya.
In terms of the work is rewarding. If any work is rewarding, but this one is special because the financial aspect is even more rewarding. But at the same time, be aware that there's going to be dangerous and even more because you're surrounded by a lot more people, a lot more men. Mm-hmm. Who may not necessarily are mindful of, you know, of your feelings or things like that. One of the things I think if you're going to work at the mines is you need to be a tough cookie as well. You really need to have thick skin. You can't be easily upset. And if you are, you need to be able to stand up for yourself.
Pero hindi naging madali ang bawat taon para kay Sharon. Kwento niya, delikado ang bawat oras ng pananatili sa minihan. Kahit pagkuha ng inumin ay may dalang panganib.
Because you're an apprentice, you're basically what they call the gopher, right? Go for this, go for that. So you're the ones that, okay, you have to get us water. And that could be, I don't know, 500 meters away. And they'll say, oh, just walk across that to get to the other side, just the quickest way, rather than walking around. So I did that a few times that day, but it wasn't until the day after that we realized it was such a dangerous move because it was actually an open pit. Yeah, it was just covered in plastic for that day, and they just put like wood, plank of wood across. Because people are just cutting corners, right? Taking shortcuts. But I didn't know that. And so I could have easily fallen through that open pit and not be seen.
At bukod nga dito sa panganib na sa loob ng minihan, ano, nariyan din ang mga panghaharas mula sa mga katrabaho. Dahil halos lahat ay mga kalalakihan, kinailangan niya ring tiisin ang pag-uugali ng mga kasamahan.
It is normal to see magazines for the adults be lying around where you eat because 99% would be men, and here's maybe one or two women out of like say 100 people, right? And while I was working there, the whole 12 years that I was there, we had a case where one woman was assaulted in the change room, you know, in the underground.
Pero maging si Sharon mismo ay nakaranas din ng mga pangharas na ito, lalo pa at nung panahon na yon ay binabansagan ang mga Pinay bilang mail order brides.
Mind you, the majority of the Filipinos that came to my eyes at the time are all brides, and so there was a lot of that mail order bride. So that's the context of, you know, of where I grew up, in the era that I grew up. I was subjected to harassment by one of my colleagues, my co-apprentice. And so it got to the point where he threatened me, where he said, one day when you're by yourself, you're going to get it. So that was reported to the management. I was a second year apprentice at that time. And our first year apprenticeship, it started off. See, this is why it's the context is important. Because he started off just asking me out. Mind you, at that time, of course, all they know about Filipinos are, you know, you're saying no to me. Like, look at your people marrying all these old men. I had the audacity to say no when all these young women are marrying old guys and, you know, coming to the country that way. My colleague, my co-apprentice at that time reported it. They called him in. He got the sack that same afternoon.
Sa datos ng Mineral Council of Australia, halos 40% na nagkatrabaho sa minahan ay dumaranas ng maling pagtrato at sexual harassment at karamihan dito ay kababaihan. Sa isang report na isinagawa na tinawag na Respect at Work, nagkaroon ng 55 rekomendasyon para matigil na ang ganitong pang-aabuso sa mga babae sa kanilang lugar ng trabaho.
At kahit sa nagdaang budget announcement ng federal government nitong nakaraang linggo, no, naglaan sila ng $1.3 billion para sa women's safety. Kabilang na rin dyan ang pondo para sa mga kababaihan na dumaranas ng pang-abuso sa tahanan at kahit sa trabaho. Pero $3.4 million lang ang ibinigay na suporta para maipatupad ang mga rekomendasyon mula sa Respect at Work report. Pero hanggang ngayon, TJ, umaasa ang maraming organisasyon na nagtataguyod sa karapatan ng mga kababaihan na mas matututukan ito ng pamahalaan.
At para po mas malaman ang kabuuang kwento ng buhay ng mga pagsubok at tagumpay ni Sharon Byrne, bisitahin ang aming website sbs.com.au/Filipino para sa isinulat na article ng aming digital producer na si Nikki Gregorio.
At pwede nyo rin pong bisitahin ang aming Facebook page para makita naman ang iba't iba pang mga featured articles at podcasts na pwede nyo rin pong i-share o ibahagi sa inyong mga social media accounts.
Nice nyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.